George Robbins has a very important job. He is a city planner. What is a city planner? A city planner plans cities. This means he makes maps and designs and tells people where to build a building. You might think that sounds simple and easy, but it is not. It is very difficult. You might say, I want to be a city planner. It's an easy job. I can make a city however I want. But you can't make a city however you want. You must think very much before you can play a city. George has to know a lot about math and sociology, or what people do in big group. He also has to know about architecture or how people build buildings. George doesn't just draw many lines on a map or road. He has to think very carefully before he plan a road. In a well-planned city, the road must be at 90-degree angle. Half the road go across and half the road go up and down. Some roads can go across the city at a 45-degree angle. Some roads have to be very wide. They have a lot of traffic on them. They are in the middle of the city. Some roads can be very small. They have a little traffic on them. They are at the outside of the city. George has to use math. He planned a parking lot for a new store. He needs to think very carefully about how big the parking lot will be. He asked the store owner how many people will come to the store. They think about 500 people will come to the store every day. The store is open for 8 hours. George divide 500 by 8 and find that about 70 people will be in the store in a busy hour. Not everyone will have a car. In the city, only about half of the people have a car. The other people take the subway and walk. So George divided 70 in half and find that about 35 people will have a car. The store is next to a subway station. More people will take the subway. So George think that about 25 people will have cars. Some people come to the store with their family. Maybe 4 people come in just on one car. So George thinks that about 20 people will drive to the store every hour. Now George knows that the parking lot should have about 20 space. He will make 30 parking space just in case the store get very busy or the store become very popular. As you can see, George does not have an easy job. He must think a lot about small things. I like how big to make a parking lot Paul Ostwald, George Plan, many other part of the city too. George want to make a new part in the middle of the city. He wants to make a very beautiful park. He wants there to be lots of tree and green grass. People who live in a city are very happy if there is a park near their house or apartment. George wants a beautiful park. He doesn't want a simple park. He thinks about what shape to make the park. He doesn't want a square park. A square has four sides that mean there will be four roads on the outside of the park. Unless it is a very big park, people will see the car from the middle of the park. So George make the park in the shape of a pentagon. A pentagon has five sides. Now there will be five roads on the outside. The middle of the park is farther away from the road. People in the middle of the park will not see the car, and the park will be very beautiful. George wants to make the park in the shape of a hexagon. A hexagon has six sides. There are not six roads near the bike park, so George has to make it in the shape of a pentagon.